What lessons did you learn from a difficult time in your life?
See, a couple years ago, I just bought this car, a V-Dub Jetta, and I was living in Asheville, North Carolina, living out of that car, and loved it. I did it for about 3 months there, and I was just completely trustworthy to so many different people, because there's just so many people in there that, you know, a ton of them play music and busk. And it's just it's a great way of life for a while, especially if you're young. You know, there's a lot of up there in age people that also do it. But I had met some people, and, you know, I gave them rides, and I trusted them around my car. And next thing you know, I come out of a store, and my car is gone. You know, it was my own fault for, you know, trusting those people, and they left their tag behind when my car was found, and that was about a week later, but I'd already got out of that state because I was just in complete, like, awe and sad and depressed. So that's the lesson that I learned, was not to trust people as much as you feel that you should trust people. Just be, you know, be on your guard. Keep your guard up most of the time, some of the time. So I don't know another question, so I'm just going to go with this next question here. It says, what are you proudest of?
I would have to say I'm most proud of putting myself through school. I wanted to be a massage therapist, and my family did not believe that that was an appropriate career for someone of their blood. And I had to wait and save until I had the $15,000 to put myself through school, and now it is my calling, and I help people every day feel better and be healthy and just reconnect with their bodies. My question is, what was the hardest or best thing about growing up in Utah?
The hardest part about growing up in Utah is being Catholic in an area dominated by another religion.